Mike Boddicker's in studio. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Just watching you shimmy over here.
Opening day is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
You want to hear some baseball music? Get you in the mood?
You know he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear some baseball music from Mike's day. This might get your toes a-tapping. We had, and I've told this story. Well, how long was it, 20 years ago?
Oh, boy.
A wonderful lady who my guess is probably is no longer with us. I hope she is. But
yeah, in spirit.
Yeah, in, always. She sent these
early in my
CDs to
Todd Lebo.
Todd Lebo.
Right?
Mm. Because this is a sports station, and she thought that maybe some of her baseball music would be of interest to some of the on-air staff. No one liked it but I. And I heard it, and I said, this needs to be part of the show to celebrate baseball.
I've heard this.
Well, you're going to hear it again.
Okay.
Get you in the mood.
Life is about
you're a God-fearing man, so it's a message to you
every day.
In many ways. Listen to this.
Life is a ball game. Everyone complains.
Is that true?
Yep. Yes, life is a ball game, but you gotta play it fair.
See, Mike's is nodding.
Now, first base is temptation. Second base is sin.
First base is Eddie Murray, actually. So.
Third base, tribulation.
Tribulation.
Kisses at the home plate.
Who is it? Salvi.
Waiting for you there. Right. Jesus.
Oh,
that's right.
You can make it home.
You can.
With a lot of prayer.
Now here are some players.
This resonates with you, doesn't it?
Doing.
I'm enjoying it.
I know
Solomon
you are.
Solomon as the empire.
Solomon.
And guess who's pitching the ball?
Who?
Right. Satan.
Oh, why is Satan
his
pitching?
Aim.
He's got some filthy stuff.
Because all pitchers are evil.
But you gotta keep on playing the game.
Can we
Well, Dad,
bring it up a notch now? Some
you
little bit.
Pray 3 times a day.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Gives take a, me out to the ball.
Yeah,
man.
We need. There we go.
Root toot toot for the home team.
There we go. This is what Mike Boddicker likes.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
I do like peanuts and crackers.
I don't care if I ever get back.
She doesn't care if she ever gets back.
Root toot for the home team. They don't win it to change.
Right here.
Put a lot of shame last year.
Ball game.
Root, root, toot.
Right.
What are you
about,
ready?
What do you think about this vote? Get enough of this yet?
Would oh,
you
man, have I had enough of this.
Let me tell you something. I want you tonight, if you're not busy.
And I got choir
you're,
practice
always,
tonight.
What time?
7 to 9.
Okay, so from 6 until 7 at least.
Okay. Are you someplace?
No.
Oh, okay.
But what I can tell you is
tune into your radio.
The Stadium Vote Special hosted by Todd Lebo.
They couldn't find anybody any better, huh?
Oh, they found the best.
Oh, okay.
He's the man.
We're talking about, these are possible, I think these are the guests. Frank White.
Ooh.
Brooks Sherman.
Hmm.
Mark Donovan. Sly James. Patrick Tui. Jim Rowland. Matt Abbott, all of it.
Wow.
Listen to
and
that.
You're not going
to
be there?
I've offered my services, and they've declined several times.
So. Weirdly, Stephen and I both offered to help out, and they've said no to both of us.
Kind of like me with the Royals?
I offered to come. he offered to run the board. I offered to co-host, and they said no.
Okay.
To both of us.
They don't want me anywhere near that show.
What?
Why not? That's outrageous. I want you involved.
talk to Lebo.
I think you'd be pushing some buttons.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got such a stack of questions.
Jake would be pushing buttons, and you'd be pushing buttons in a different way.
I think that's what they're afraid of.
Yep. Lebo's is one of the most fair-minded people I've ever met, so he's a good person to moderate something between two sides.
Get him on the phone.
He's a good arbitrator.
Honestly, I think he and my wife are the two most fair-minded people I know.
Get in here to co-host.
She would do a she would do an okay job.
Whoa.
Just okay.
Walk that back quick.
No, not great. Just okay.
She's very fair-minded. I don't know that she wants to be moderating something like this. Well, Todd might be a little
sometimes
more.
Sometimes you got to do stuff you don't want to
right,
do
well,
in life.
Tell me about
it. Like, call Todd right now, and Jake's doing it. Get his ass on the phone. He's got to be ready. He's Todd, deep in preparation.
Todd's the perfect guy for
isn't
that.
Isn't he usually wandering around here this time of morning?
Yeah, he's in, hurling insults at people.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking, this is an honest question. Yes. Do you want the vote to pass?
Do I?
You're a former Royals player. Your opinion matters to me. Maybe not to Nate, but to me.
You don't have to say if you don't want to say.
Yeah, I just... There's things yes and things no.
You know what? So why don't you turn your microphone off while I got him on the hot seat?
Because I can tell when he's uncomfortable.
Well, that, this it is a radio show.
It doesn't happen very often.
Hey, it you know, takes Jake, a lot for me to think about something.
Okay, how about this? Just I can see smoke coming out of his ears. But, you know, Jake, you're the one that always tells us that it's okay to be uncomfortable.
It is.
You know, that's part of human growth. Bod's growing here right now. He's uncomfortable.
No, I don't need to grow.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you want it to be downtown?
Do I want it to be downtown? I did.
You did.
The first time.
Well, this time?
No, I'm not big on it right now.
There you go.
Let's,
we got him.
Let's say hello to Todd Lebo. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Why are you rousting me?
Because
you're
number
supposed
one,
to be wandering
no,
around
I got
here.
An email.
You've been up for hours.
I got an email to promote this show of yours, and so what better way to promote it than the guy that's going to host it? And again, on record, Jake offered to run the board. I offered to co-host. We got two no's, and so
I didn't offer to do anything.
Put that. We'll put that in the and you got to know. Put that in my back pocket.
They don't want me around. Trust
so
me.
Will you please preview this and tell people? Because I'll be totally honest. There's a lot of people out there that are confused that I think that could use this 2 hour show to try to figure out what the hell is going on. And you've been all over this thing, so. Preview what'll happen tonight from 6 until 8 right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, we're just going to really dig into the issue of this vote. I mean, question one, you could already vote right now. I mean, there's already voting going on in Jackson County, but election day's next Tuesday, and we thought on the eve of the baseball season it would be a good time to have a stadium special. It's not a town hall. We're not doing this in front of live people, although live people can be listening and
you're not
tweet
live.
In and call in. And oh, it's live.
See, my idea was to have you on the balcony out here with a bunch of people down and just like a
cold.
Right, well,
like the Pope.
Yeah, exactly right.
That wave.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Too cold, but I'm going to interview Frank White, the county executive, who's in the deep end of this thing. We're going to talk to Brooke Sherman, the president of the Royals. We're going to talk to Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs. Sly James is set to join us, who is the former mayor of Kansas City and is working with the Yes side on this. Jim Rowland is the executive director of the Sports Complex Authority, which is another little layer of this that people kind of forget about sometimes. And we've got a man named Patrick Tuohy, who is he's a no voter on this. It's really kind of an anti-tax for anything for team owners and all that stuff. So trying to cover the yeses and the noes and the down the middles on this just to give people, an idea of what's coming up on Tuesday. Because it's interesting because if you don't live in Jackson County, you're not voting on this. But all of us around here in what Stephen likes to call the kingdom,
right?
It matters to everyone whether you live – I mean, up in St. Joseph, it's not even really part of the Kansas City metro area, or you're from Wichita or Topeka or whatever. You kind of care where you're going because people love to come to games and all that. So I'm just going to do our best to try to educate people on kind of what's going on and where we stand on it. There's some more information that's going to happen today. I think we're going to get the leases today, which is a little late. But it is before the vote. A lot of people have last time the leases were out, I don't know, 3-4 months before the vote. Although I'll say this, most people aren't going to read the leases. You're going to depend on someone to read them for you and tell you, hey, this is good or bad. It's very compact how this thing has gone. And I'd like to ask some questions tonight to find out exactly why that is, because there's been tons of speculation on why this is getting so down to the wire when the process has been going on for a while. So we'll try to get some of that stuff answered for you tonight.
6 until 8 o'clock tonight?
6 until 8 o'clock tonight.
All right. We'll tune in. Thank you, Todd, for that wonderful
preview.
You leave
Bobby here alone.
No.
Talk to you about things.
He doesn't want to talk. They don't want to talk to me about anything.
I asked him what's his opinion.
I got to know.
And then Jake bailed him out.
No.
Jake's a friend.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Todd.
I'll see you guys in a while.
Yeah, you will. Todd Lebo. So listen to that. I mean, honestly, if you were confused, you want questions answered or whatever, I mean, listen to it. It's an important vote.
Yeah, the whole thing does seem pretty confusing.
I'm just worried about the parking down there.
That's the most Kansas City statement that's ever been said.
Yeah, but people love to tailgate. If there's no place to tailgate.
Well, you know, I do think having some conversation, you can sound the alarm, Jake. But
Here we go.
Having some conversations with people with the KC Current and all the uproar.
Yeah.
About the parking down there.
You've had conversations with people
from
the Current?
Yeah, I talked to a couple people there. So I said, hey, what's the deal? Why is parking so expensive, and why aren't you allowing tailgate?
When are we going to share any of this information with the show?
Right now.
Oh, great. You sit
it
on
seems
that
like an appropriate
it
time.
Hatches.
It seems like an
always soccer
time.
On during the baseball segment. You ever notice that?
I don't know.
But, part of the answer was, people, if this is what downtown sports looks like, there's not as much parking.
And that's why
it
you vote yes or no.
Expensive.
If you like to tailgate,
if you're going to a downtown sports experience, the experience is not the tailgating. The experience is being downtown, or it's being in the area where there are, other options, restaurants and bars to go to, things like that. Things inside the stadium that might be open ahead
of
time.
Ticket prices and food prices aren't
I'll tailgate
more
downtown,
expensive.
Damn it.
The only time I tailgate for baseball is Jamie Bluma. He's the king of tailgating.
Yeah.
But that's only for, opening day or, for the postseason.
If it's a big event, game, as opposed to,
tailgating.
It would be a big event if we'd win.
Yeah, look, on a Wednesday night.
He gotcha.
But it's a big event in terms of, the stadium's going to be more full. But on a Wednesday night, when the Royals are playing the Twins, how many people are tailgating? You get home from work, 5 o'clock, whatever, and you load up the kids and you run out to the stadium and you go to the game.
Yeah, it's the difference in baseball. Yeah. Football is an all-day 10-hour event.
Yeah.
Baseball isn't.
Yeah.
And there's 162 games. Yeah. There's 81 home games. There's only a handful of home games.
That handful of home games, how many out of 81 games, how many can people afford to go to? Not that many.
Well, it depends on if they win it or not. They come up with the money when the team's winning.
Yeah. It's like football. Mm-hmm.
So, it's
that's what I said. If they're
you'd
winning,
be surprised. There's more people that tailgate. If you go to the game, you're planning your day out. I know people
because they don't go every day.
Right. So
they
if you're going,
you go to Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's hard. There might be some people that just don't have to work on a weekday.
Or they take a half day because they got tickets or, they leave work
people
early.
People take half days to go to a Royals game nowadays?
Yeah. I mean,
half the people don't even show up
for work. There might be some people that do, but I think the percentage of people that are tailgating at a Chiefs game versus the percentage of people that are tailgating at a Royals game is not even close, right?
The number of people that are at the game aren't even close.
Yeah, but over the course of the year, 81 games, there's going to be that many people going to Royals games. But it just, you go to Royals games, there are some people tailgating.
Yeah, it seems like a smattering.
But it's not like every single group is tailgating. That's what happens at a Chiefs game. It's like everybody's there to tailgate, and that's part of the event. It is, I think that is why baseball is more, there's a couple reasons baseball is more attractive as a downtown sport. Number one, more dates. But number two, it's not as big of a tailgate.
Look, the point of it is, if we were talking about the Chiefs having to eliminate tailgating, that would be a whole different, Nate says, a whole nother level.
A whole nother. Yep. That's right.
Baseball, hop into a bar, get a drink, then walk over to the game. It'll be different. That works better than football.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And that's the reason that the people that believe it is going to be a big economic generator for that downtown area is specifically because of that. It's because you're driving all this traffic down there, and it's not going to be just people sitting around their cars. They're going to be going into businesses, restaurants and bars and things like that.
To Boddicker's point, though, this made a lot more sense 25 years ago when the downtown kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But now downtown is awesome. Does it really need to be grown a whole lot more than it already has?
Downtown can be even better. I mean, you never stop improving.
You shouldn't really. When you get complacent and you stop going forward, you start going backwards, I think.
I don't think it would stop it going forward.
25
if you
years
don't build
ago,
a ballpark down.
25 years ago, you can't even compare what downtown was.
Right.
It's so much better now, right?
It's going to grow regardless.
But there are some dead spots.
That KC Star building is just a big, huge, vacant building.
No problem where it's going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody goes, oh, that's a great bridge. It goes, I'm going, for people my age or people who have issues with their legs, that's not fun, walking across a bridge that long.
Your comment about parking, when I said that's the most Kansas City statement, that's because people care about parking here.
They do.
We're used to not having to walk very far.
I played in Boston for a couple of years. That sucked. That sucked. For anybody who went to a game.
You can't park in Boston.
You can't park.
It's true, man.
It's a big deal. And the few places you can find, it's so expensive, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
But I think, Jake, you know, like to me, that area, I just did an event for Sporting Kansas City, another soccer alum there, at the Truman. And that's one of the places I believe that would get displaced by this.
The Truman's awesome.
And it's a great place. It's awesome.
I've seen many shows there. I love it.
Yeah, but that area in general, there is not a ton there. For as awesome as downtown is and as better as the Crossroads, there's a big blank space there, so to speak. And so I understand why people would say, yeah, you build a brand new stadium there, other things will pop up. That would be an improvement of that area, and it would add momentum to what is already a downtown that's had a lot of momentum over the last 15, 20
years. Now, in 10 years from now, if they don't put up a stadium, do you think it's going to look just like it looks now?
I don't know.
Probably not. The city is growing massively.
Yeah.
Especially the downtown.
Yeah, it is.
And so I just think that, hey, look, I'm not on one side or the other.
It sounds like you are.
This is actually a good conversation because I'm not a Jackson County voter.
Right, neither am I.
What you're saying is downtown's not dependent on the ballpark.
Yeah. Right.
Like it would have been 25 years
ago. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah, that's when it would have really grown
the
downtown.
But it would still make it even better.
Yeah.
But guess what? Even without a ballpark, downtown's going to continue to get better.
That's kind of where I'm going.
Okay, and so like,
and so people are like, oh, this is going to grow it more. It's like, oh, maybe, yeah, probably, but just like, it's still going to grow. It's still the city is still growing leaps and bounds.
I also remember how pissed off some people were about T-Mobile Center. Well, it's ridiculous. Where are you going to park at?
That was the best thing that ever happened in downtown.
Imagine if that didn't happen.
Right. That was the best thing that ever happened in downtown.
What's wrong with Kemper Arena? And remember with Kemper Arena, you got the parking down there. It's all...
And think about all the different things that have happened in that Power and Light District alone. All the events that have happened.
Everything has grown from
you've
that.
Led all of them.
Well, no, but like... This KC Current Stadium getting built was because of watch parties that happened in that Power and Light District. The knock-on effect of what's happened in the urban core because of that arena getting built. If you want to talk about people that try to act like a downtown sports venue doesn't make a difference, I mean, the T-Mobile Arena, it tells you right there, it can completely transform the landscape of your urban core. And this urban core doesn't need transforming. But if you gave it another massive boost like that, imagine what downtown looks like. Now, I'm just saying the side that's for it, because I'm like you, Jake. I'm not going to tell people how to vote. I don't live in Jackson.
And look, I get it. He's done a lot of them. He didn't do all of them.
No, he did.
Because it was the Royals, because I literally bled for that.
Mm. He did.
Okay. I was always taken to a hospital.
Every time I see a picture on TV, he's leading it. I don't know. Get tired of
I learned it
that.
By watching him.
Hey, I was down there for the World Cup.
Kind of.
Hey!
I was on stage. There's pictures proving
it. Yeah, and you even said something on the mic.
Yeah, I did. Got that crowd going.
I think that is an interesting debate. You know, how many people in this town really want to go downtown? Because I think there's a lot of people that live in the suburbs that are like, nah, yeah. I'd rather have that easy drive on 435 and easy in and out in the parking and all that stuff.
It's all. It has a lot to do also with where you are in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I'm 25 years ago, I'll go anywhere.
Yeah, but you
and
used,
park anywhere.
Yeah, but you used to watch baseball.
Right.
Well,
but I'm just talking about the convenience of something.
I think that's actually a really interesting point because the demo. Go ahead.
Because now in my life, you know, If I'm going somewhere, I'm taking my wife, I'm taking my daughters. For me, and you say whatever you want, it's more convenient for me to go out to Truman Sports Complex, get a nice parking spot, walk at my leisure, go watch the baseball game, and then go home. Because I'm not going to look
out drinking.
I'm looking
and
to go do some shots or whatever. I'm looking at in and out. You know, I'm always thinking, and you say the parking. That's my number one concern wherever
I go. Right.
That's where am I going to park? And how in the hell am I going to get out of there ahead of everyone else?
My thing is, within 3 years, if this team still sucks, how many people are actually going to go?
Well, that's
it's just,
you
got to
win wherever
like,
you
it's
are.
It's just like the current. That's a great new stadium.
The novelty wears off at some point, and then it's about whether or not you win or lose.
You win or lose.
You could have the stadium on the moon, and if you don't win, they're not, no one's going.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter.
But
no one's going anyways.
Right.
If it's on the moon.
Oh, they've already gone. And
no, the biggest problem trying to build a stadium on the moon, you know, no atmosphere.
Well, hey,
unbelievable.
No one's been there.
But like, nothing.
But like, honestly, but also, too,
you got to have atmosphere to ballpark.
I don't have any problem going downtown either, because I grew up 5 minutes from downtown. I'm very familiar with downtown. I know all the ins and outs. I know the secret spots where to park. I know how. And if you're not as familiar with downtown, I get it. You could be intimidated by it, but I like going downtown. I love going to the President Hotel. I love my secret parking spots. I like going to T-Mobile Center. I like everything about downtown. But I can understand and appreciate people that say they don't.
Well, and I think
it's just all what you are, what you're doing.
That's why they're voting on it, I guess.
But I think that's an interesting part of when you say, like, it depends on where you are in your life. The demographics of the people that live downtown and are more likely to want to spend time downtown are younger, right? That skews younger. People right out of college, things
like
that.
Steve St. John Sr. doesn't want to go downtown.
No,
and let me tell you something. He did a lot of business downtown back in the day, and he liked it when there weren't so many people down there because he had his way with downtown.
Yeah, Lily.
Now he's done with downtown.
Well, people down here.
I'll set with Steve Sr.
But, you know, the demographics of the baseball fan in America and in Kansas City has gotten older and older and older, right? The average baseball fan is older.
Right.
So now, does that mean if they move the stadium downtown, would that entice more young people to get involved and to be interested in the Royals? Or would it just scare off your actual fan base, which is the older people that don't want to come down? But here's the other part of the question. We're comparing it to Kauffman Stadium. If this vote doesn't pass, does anybody think that just means they're going to stay at Kauffman Stadium for another 30 years? I don't. They're going to look for another stadium opportunity.
Right.
They want a new stadium somewhere else. Right? Do we all agree on that?
Yeah, they're not staying there.
Staying there. So to me, that's like if you're voting based on, I really like it at the K, I'd rather it stay. Well, it isn't staying there. You know, it's going to go somewhere else at some point. They're going to keep trying it, whether it's North Kansas City or Wyandotte County or whatever. Like the K's days are numbered. Do we agree on that? Like that.
Well, they've said it. Yeah,
right.
It's not. That's not happening. They got a bad batch of concrete.
Well, what do you do?
You ever had a bad batch of concrete?
I'm asking. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I'm not construction.
I'm telling you what.
That's what they said. Yeah,
they got a bad batch of concrete. You're not seeing.
And it's falling
apart. You're not paying attention to the.
See, he doesn't know all the nuances
right.
In this.
I believe
me
that.
And you.
That concrete's pretty damn old. It's been out.
But originally, it was a bad batch.
Yeah, bad batch.
Oh, like it.
Why are you looking at us like you think we're lying?
I don't know what that means. I guess I just don't know. Like it's old and it's deteriorating.
I don't know.
Or like they
mixed correctly.
Like when you get a bad batch of eggs, like they're spoiled. They didn't put rebar in there.
Okay, I
poured concrete.
I just looked it up right here. Okay, our friend PJ Green tweeted out back on February 28th. Chiefs President Mark Donovan said the Royals got a bad batch of concrete when Kauffman Stadium was built, and Arrowhead Stadium got a good batch, which allows it to stay open.
Oh. Hmm.
Look how confused Nate is right now.
I believe everything I read or see on the TV, so I'll go for that.
You believe everything Shohei Ohtani has to say right now?
Sure. P. Diddy. Sure.
I'm sorry, I missed that quote. I missed the bad batch. I didn't realize that.
Now what do you say?
Well, who am I? I don't know my batches, good batches from bad batches.
You got any concrete people out there that can
I say horse bleep.
I've
that's what I say. I got a concrete guy.
I'm just telling you what was said.
You got a guy.
Reliable concrete.
Well, you guys love to shoot the messenger right here, don't you?
I didn't say anything. I have no response to the bad batch of concrete thing because I don't know what that means.
My buddy Matt up.
I don't know what a bad batch of concrete is. Did they build the? I thought the stadiums out there were built kind of at the same time.
Yeah, but one got
what
a good batch, one got a bad batch.
What did Mark Donovan just say in that quote? He said the Royals got a bad batch of concrete and the Chiefs got a good batch of concrete. I don't know how else I can tell you.
There was a concrete place right across the street from Arts. Reliable concrete.
Yeah, reliable concrete.
Yeah. My buddy Matt runs it. I can call Matt.
Yeah, what happened to the
bad batch?
How
you get a bad batch?
He didn't
have any bad batch of concrete.
Right. Never had a bad batch.
He's got reliable concrete.
It's reliable.
Yeah. My buddy Matt Porter.
That's right.
There's so many things that have come out over the past month or two in this.
Month or two? This has been going on for like months and months and months. They keep telling us, we're going to tell you this, and then they don't tell us. And then they get.
I think it'd be awesome to have a downtown stadium.
You think you what?
I think it'd be awesome to have a downtown stadium.
Good for you.
But I'm not voting on it.
I'm going to be with Steve Sr. sitting in my couch watching it, drinking a beer.
You boycotted baseball a long time ago they started using the robot umps.
That's right.
Pitch clock, bigger bases.
Yeah, to hear the conversation, we'd try to get him to go somewhere downtown.
Your dad.
You know? where are we going to park at? We don't even know where we're going yet. I haven't even, like, really
Where are you going to park?
I got you parking. Everything's fine. How far are we going to walk? Not very far at all. Everything's going to be right there for you.
See, that's what I'm going through. I don't want to walk a long ways to go to an event.
And even if you've laid out everything perfectly where it's going to be just right. I'll call you back.
God, I love your dad.
Right. See, and then, because I feel like even if we have everything set for you perfectly.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You'll find something.
Yep. Not going
to
happen.
You'll go with me to the new stadium.
No.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No.
We'll love it.
Last time I sat by you, I thought I was going to...
Well?
You were going to have a heart attack.
Are we going to a game this year? It's not the wild card, so I won't be as wild.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
Maybe they make it to the wild card this year.
But they have a chance. They have a chance.
Here's the deal.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Jake, you see that? Jake's back, all right? Jake left us hanging 18 months ago, 2 years ago with this. We're going to do this again, okay? I want to organize a Border Patrol outing.
I'm not driving.
To the game.
I'll drive you.
And when I say I want to organize, I want Jake to organize.
Right.
What I mean. Okay? Right. And I want it to include Mike Boddicker. I want Bluma. I'd like Mike McFarland. I like anyone that appears on a regular basis on the show.
Dieter and Sherm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They got to go.
Bo Richter. Matt Derrick.
Dieter be wearing his Yankees hat.
Yeah.
Everybody be punching him in the face.
I like it.
They all got to be a part of it. And I just want us to sit together. And then we can have some kind of contest. And he'll leave in the third inning. Some type of contest where we figure out, like, I don't know, a handful of our best listeners, either an essay contest or I just don't want to do it at random.
Yeah.
Like, write in 81 words or less why you should be part of the Border Patrol outing to the game,
or
right?
A meme contest, you know, whoever can come up with the most
whatever.
Meme
Bluma,
first.
Yes, an outing.
Right. And then before the game, We have a Bluma style tailgate, and then we just go and sit and watch the game.
Yeah, I think
and
a great
we sit
idea.
In the upper level. That's fine. We don't have to be together.
Sitting in the upper level.
We're not. You're exactly right.
We're not. I'm organizing this. Right. We are not sitting in the upper level.
Can we do this?
Yeah,
can we do this.
We can do it.
Will we?
Is your dad?
No, will we? Will
is your dad going?
My dad will go.
I'll make him go.
Yeah.
I don't believe
as long as he's not downtown.
As long as he's not driving.
What? If I talk to Mr. St. John, he'll go.
But it would almost assuredly have to be a day game.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Ooh, I like the businessman special.
Yeah. That's right. Let's do this.
You might do like a Sunday game, a weekend.
A Sunday game would be great.
Yeah, Sunday weekend game.
But the point is. Whatever happens, the days out at Kauffman Stadium at Truman Sports Complex are limited. So let's take advantage of it. Let's do this.
Yeah.
A lot of history in that place.
Come on, Mike.
I've spent a lot of time out there. Yeah, probably.
You'll be with us?
Well, I'll tailgate with you.
You go to the game?
I'll tailgate
I'll have
with you
sitting with my dad.
We'll stay out there and tailgate together.
Maybe we can combine it, turn it into like a mini fundraiser for the Vodka Foundation.
I've been ushered out of the parking lot because I stayed in the parking lot so long one time. Seventh inning, had it, you know. Like, guys, you're going to have to tailgate.
That's fine. You get seven good innings.
All right, got it.
Yeah, that's all right.
And several bottles of Night Train.
Right, well, let's take a break. This event that I've described could be an absolute disaster, but I think it could be fun. Yeah.
Bloom is saying he's bringing the shumakas.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and shumakas, Italian sausage, will provide all the meat.
Yes.
I can bring my smoker.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Smoking some meat for you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. If people are interested in this, tweet at us.
Yeah.
We have some
chase
each other around out there.
We haven't done something like that in a while.
That's what I'm telling you. We need to do this.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm in.
Bluma is riled up.
Get Sam Mellinger involved.
It didn't take a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Sam's part of the show, whether he likes it or not.
Mellinger wants nothing to do with this, but we'll make him part of it.
Attached to this show. He can't distance himself completely.
Wow. Forever.
Maybe we get Scott Sharp to come out and talk to
him. He has to address the crowd, address our group. Scott's like, click.
Sorry, break it up on me. Hey, that's an opportunity to connect with the fans, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if those fans he wants to connect with, but that's fine. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHB. All right, Mike Boddicker. I don't know if Jay told you, but opening day is tomorrow. The rotation is set. And look, what's the number that we've thrown around there? How many starting pitchers last year? 32?
32,
okay. And so there is reason for optimism because... Mm-hmm. And it starts with the rotation.
Because
what we have here is failure to communicate.
Unless there's an opener. Then it doesn't start with
it. Well, there's an opener. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
We got you a real rotation, okay? I'm gonna give you the rotation.
Yes.
And I'd like you to then tell me, just give me your thoughts.
Okay.
Expectations, whatever you want to say.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's right. Get me all fired up and play some Civil War in here. Let's go. Guns N' Roses. Let's start off with the opening day starter. Tell me, give me your expectations and what you're looking for from Cole Reagans.
He's a number one. If he's healthy, he's number one. I expect a lot out of him. I'm just praying that he stays healthy all year.
We all are.
Yes. And when he walks out there, he got a real good chance to win. That's all you ask for. So, Reagan's I'm not worried about as long as he stays healthy.
Do you think there's any, for a guy like that who's had this great little stretch last year, but being put in a position where he's starting opening day? Is there extra pressure? Will he be extra amped up or anything like that? He'll be fine?
No, it'll be fine. Once all the hoopla and all the garbage at the beginning, once you step on the bump and you start playing baseball, everything's okay.
Step on the bump, baby. All right. He goes Thursday, opening day. Saturday, Seth Lugo.
Not a great spring, but I'm not too concerned because he's a veteran. We'll see how it pans out, but it's still a nice signing. I'm expecting him to pitch decent this year. It might take a little while for him to get going, but I think he'll be fine.
Last year, he threw 146 innings, 26 starts, a 3.57 ERA, 140 hits, 140 strikeouts, 36 walks, a 1.20 WHIP. Does anything close to that, then I am satisfied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'd like to see him get a few more innings.
Sure.
But you never...
Yeah, he missed about a month or so, you know, keep him out there and he'll top that.
If he could pop out at about 170, 175 innings, that would be nice.
All right, real interested to hear what you say about this one on Sunday. Brady Singer. I think it's significant that he has, that no one's looking at him.
No.
Well, are you going to be the ace or are you going to be the two? They're just looking at him like, be Brady Singer because Cole Reagans is the ace. Waka and Lugo are the vets. He could just go out there and be part of the rotation, and maybe that takes something off of his shoulders.
Oh, I agree. He doesn't have to be the guy now. You don't have the microscope on him. Just go out and pitch. That's all you have to do. Just go out and pitch. Give us six, seven, whatever you got in you that day, and pitch. And
I have high expectations for him this year. Like, what do you think he's capable of? Now we've seen good, we've seen really bad. Now maybe settle in. Like, what could he?
Well, there's another year of maturity factor too. And I think that's going to help. And having all these veteran starters around him is going to help. So
I remember when Dayton Moore and the Royals signed Gil Mesh, they predicted that they were going to get his best years because a pitcher usually starts to really hit his peak when he gets into his late 20s, 27, 28, 29.
Yeah, that's the best.
He's 27 and 236 days old. So
he should be right at his
prime. Yeah, he should be hitting his prime.
I think he's having a good year.
He should be prime.
Yeah, and he's shown.
His stuff's great, obviously. And it's just a matter of maturing and just pitch. Don't throw expectations on yourself. Go out there. You're going to have a few bad games. That's part of the deal. You can't let it affect you. You try to give yourself, your team, 3, 4, 5 good games. You might have a clinker in there. You don't know. But if you give them 3 or 4 good starts out of 5 or 6 starts, you're going to win. The team's going to win. That's what you're trying to do.
What innings for him? What would you like to see him throw?
I'd like to see him all up at 170 to 190. Maybe. I don't think anybody's throwing 200 anymore.
Yes,
but if you can give us those innings and not decimate the bullpen, we'll be fine.
Michael Wacha.
Wacha, Wacha.
Won 14 games last year, 3.22 ERA, only 134 innings, but a 1.16 whip. Terrific numbers in San Diego last year.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I liked him when he was with the Cardinals. So, yeah, the bone bruise thing threw him back just a little bit. But
that could have been a lot worse.
Oh, it could have been a lot worse. I was a little concerned right there when it happened, but he'll be fine. I think he's going to be our number two, to be honest with you.
When it's all said and done. And then here's the wild card. Man, I'm so much more excited to watch Alec Marsh as the fifth starter than Jordan Lyles.
I watched the spring training game, and he went out the first inning, gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Working on stuff, Mike.
No, he had nothing to get anybody out with.
What about?
I watched it. He had nothing to get anybody out with. He almost gave up a fourth one.
Alec Marsh.
I like him. Yeah. Nice fifth starter. All he has to do is go out and pitch. Do your thing. Just let these guys be. Go out and pitch. And give me a good effort. And give yourself and your team a chance to win a ball game. That's all you have to do as a starter. Sometimes it's 5 innings. Sometimes it's 8 innings. But you have to go out there and try to keep your team and yourself in the game as long as you possibly can. Give them a chance to win.
If he turned out to be solid, how big would that be for the team?
Man,
that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and wrap things up after this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. We got to end the segment a little early because we found out we have a bad batch of concrete in here in the studio. So move on from that. Mike Boddicker, right around the corner.
Yes.
Here comes the bourbon raffle.
Yep.
The benefit of Boddicker Foundation.
Opens today.
What?
It opens today.
BoddickerFoundation.org.
Yeah, we got tickets on sale. $5.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, there's got to be some kind of limit how many you can buy.
No. No limits.
Wow.
No limits.
You're a no-limit soldier. Jake liked it.
He doesn't know what that means.
Jake liked it. Sometimes I just do the show for you. Do you understand that? I look up, you're laughing, and I've done my job.
His eyes disappear, and he's just sitting there chuckling.
Okay, go to BoddickerFoundation.org. You buy tickets now. You must be 21 to enter and must provide valid IDs. No teenagers trying to buy bourbon raffle tickets.
it's gonna that never stopped you when you were younger,
well,
Steve.
I was in a few bourbon raffles back then. Drawing will be held on Monday, April 22nd and streamed live. You have until Wednesday, April 17th, to buy tickets. So you can just don't wait. Just buy tickets every day, and then you'll have a better chance of winning. And so we get 52 total bottles, or probably more.
Well, we might throw a few more in there. I don't know what the gang has planned, but as of right now, we'd had it set at 52 because that was my number, I guess.
Right.
That's what the kids decided. But we got our Pappy Van Winkle. We've got
what's in that
Thomas
box
Handy,
right there?
Thomas Handy, Pappy Van Winkle. We've got a Weller 12 and
That was Nate's nickname back at KU, old Thomas Handy. He's the, get invited to all the parties.
I'm having a blast.
You are, aren't you?
You know, I've been in a few times. This is the most I've seen you laugh for a while.
Baseball's back tomorrow. I don't have any rotisserie teams, so I'll be severely depressed during first pitch tomorrow. But so what? I'm going to live life to the fullest and start to join Jake in live gambling baseball games.
That's right.
Yeah, let me take this whole thing to the next level. And for people that wonder, well, where's all this money going for the Bodrick Foundation Bourbon Raffle? It goes to a great cause.
Yeah, Children's Mercy Hospital. We just keep moving it around a little bit to whoever needs it as of right now. My understanding is you can go online and it'll tell you exactly where everything's going. Mm-hmm. But every dime goes to Children's Mercy. Every penny that is made on this bourbon raffle goes to the hospital. So nobody gets paid anything. We just do it, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we have a lot of good people helping us out, including you.
A couple
and
of
Nate
stupid
and
MCs,
Jake.
Though, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is what we've talked about. How do you feel? What would you say the show's about a half hour when we live stream or so?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
40 minutes.
Nate wants to drink a whole bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
Again?
In the stream. Complete the whole bottle. Would you let him?
If
he wins it, he'll never know.
I would not recover from that name.
Will be crumpled up quickly before he sees.
Oh, you could do it.
No.
The thing is, Frank Bobo won last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and trust me, I got an email saying, hey, when's this start again? I want to get another one. I said, are you going to die twice?
Wow. Hey, win a bottle of bourbon, and there's at least a 1 out of 52 chance that Nate
we're going to be drinking bourbon that
Nate
night.
Will break your bottle.
Trust me.
Did that happen before?
Don't ever let Nate bring your bottle in.
I broke Corey Anderson's bottle of scotch.
You didn't seem too sorry about it at the time, though.
No.
Right.
Just cry over spilt bourbon.
No.
Not ever.
So we're looking forward to that. That'll be April 22nd, but right now, go to BodrickerFoundation.org and start buying your tickets immediately, without wait.
Yeah, there's going to be a nice picture of us on here. We're going to get a picture in here holding the bottles. So.
Well, it'll be a picture. It won't be nice. Back after this on WHB.